Shalom Aleichem, thank you for joining. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Shabbos Mem Vav, Shabbos 46b, pagination page 92, about six lines from the top of the page. The first word on the line is Avya, as in Rav Avya, and then we begin from Rami Le Abaye Le Rabo. The question that we're dealing with on today's daf is how far do we go to consider something anticipated and might be available for Shabbos use? For example, if a person has a bechor, an animal that was the firstborn, is off limits until it gets a mum, a blemish, and then it gets downgraded and is able to be used. Likewise, if a woman makes a vow not to do a certain thing or use a certain item, so that becomes off limits. But on the other hand, it is possible that it'll become available to her if her husband is mefer her neder. He has the power, as described in Parshas Matos, to undo the vow. Likewise, any person makes a vow, it's possible to do hataras nedarim, to undo the vow by use of a chacham or gimel hedyotos, whatever panel of judges is necessary, but it is possible to undo it. So if a person made a vow which makes something unavailable and virtually muktza, but on the other hand he has the power to make it available, is that thing considered mukta for the entire Shabbos, even if it's made available? Or is it considered available, and as soon as you figure out how you're going to use it, you could actually use it? Let's see the Gemara inside. Rami Le Abaye Le Rabo, Abaye asked Rabo. Tanya, we know, Mosar Hashemen Shebeneh V'Shebekaara Asur, the leftover oil in a lamp is forbidden. Rabbi Shimon matir, and Rabbi Shimon allowed it. Alma l'Rabbi Shimon les le'muktza. So we find that Rabbi Shimon is very lenient in muktza. He doesn't hold of such a muktza. V'ramin hu, I'll ask you, Rabbi Shimon omer, Rabbi Shimon says, kol she'en mumo nikur me'erev yamtiv. If the blemish of the firstborn animal, the blemish on the bechor, is not visible from before Yom Tov, ein zemen amuchan, the animal is not considered prepared for Yom Tov use. It's considered mukta, off limits. And you're not allowed to shecht it on Yom Tov, even if it gets its blemish and it's ruled to be available. You're still not allowed to use it on Yom Tov because it was muktzah in the beginning of Yom Tov and it remains muktzah for the duration. So Rabbo responded to this question, is Reb Shimon holding of muktzah or is he not holding of muktzah? He's even allowing the leftover oil, but he's not allowing the use of the bechor. Hachi hashta. Let's think this through. There's such a thing that a person anticipates that the lamp will eventually go out, and at that point, there'll be nothing wrong with taking out the oil, and Reb Shimon is allowing that. Ha-ha. But when it comes to the firstborn, the bechor animal, Adam Yoshev Metzapa Masa Yipo Bo Mum. Does a person really anticipate that it's going to get a blemish? Meimar Omar, the person says, this is what he's thinking, Miyemar Dinafel Beimuma, who says that it'll get the blemish that I'm hoping it'll eventually get. V'imtim Tzalo Mar Dinafel Beimuma, and even if it does get the blemish, Miyemar Dinafel Beimum Kavua, maybe it won't be a sufficient blemish to allow it to be used. And even if it does get a mum kavua, who says that I'm going to have a person authorized chacham, a sage, who can tell me that it is a sufficient blemish that will allow this animal to no longer be designated for the Beis HaMikdash and instead be allowed to be used by me. And that's the distinction over here. When you're dealing with the oil, at least Reb Shimon's ruling was that you could use the leftover oil because you somewhat anticipate that there will be leftover oil. But when it comes to the mum in the bechor, it's so far-fetched in the person's mind that he considers it muktzah. In his mind, it's off-limits, and therefore that's what it is. It's considered muktzah for the duration of yomtiv. The Gemara continues with the other case that we overviewed, Masiv Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama asked, Mafirim Nidorim B'Shabbos. A husband is allowed to undo his wife's neder on Shabbos, L'tzorach HaShabbos, if it's for Shabbos use. V'amai, why is that permitted? And then she's allowed to do it. Lema mi yemar demizdakik lebal, who says that the husband will get involved with it. Hasam kidra pinchas mishmei derava, damar pinchas mishmei derava, kol hanoderes adas baila hinoderes, when a woman makes a vow, she makes the vow with the understanding that it's subject to the husband's assessment, to his approval or negating it. And therefore, on the contrary, she very well knows that it's subject to his approval, and therefore she does not make off limits whatever it is that she vowed about, because she knows that the husband might be mefer and undo her neder. The third case, Tashema, Nishalom l'nedarim shal tzorach HaShabbos b'Shabbos. You're allowed to ask a chacham and do ataras nedarim regarding vows that have impact on Shabbos. Person made a vow not to eat meat, let's say. He's allowed to undo it on Shabbos to honor Shabbos. Ve'amai, same question, Lema, why don't you say, Miyema demizdakek lechacham, the same fear that you had to allow the blemish in the firstborn animal. Who knows if I'll get a sufficient sage, wise man who's going to be able to do it. So here also, who says that you're going to have a person capable of doing Hataras Nedarim for you? Answers the Gemara, Hasam, Ilo Mizdakik Lechacham, if you can't find a person of that stature, Sagile B'Gimel Hedyotas, you could undo a Neder with three regular people, which is the structure of our Hataras Nedarim. For example, on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Hacha, but over here, when we discussed the Bechor case, miyema demizdakek lechacham, you could indeed wonder if you're going to find a chacham, because it has to be done by a person who's an expert in the mumim of a Bechor, and that's something that the person doesn't anticipate. And so, even if such a mum would happen, and even if such a chacham would be available to tell him that it's a valid mum to take it out of its Beis HaMikdash level Kedusha, nevertheless, it's going to be considered Muktzah for the duration of Yomtiv because he certainly did not anticipate it. Yashikoach, thank you for joining. Have a wonderful day.